That song you just heard was the beautiful Catalina, or Catalina, by Monty yes. Bevins. And on the phone with us right now is the man himself, Monty Bevins. How's it going?
Good, thanks. Morning, fellas.
Yes.
Morning.
Thanks for coming on to the show this morning. How you feeling this fine Friday? Fri-yay, TGIF, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm taking a stroll across a bridge in Tekapo at the moment.
Oh, beautiful. That sounds just lovely.
Hey, that makes a lot of sense considering you have been trawling the entire country with your Catalina single release tour. How has this tour been treating you just this last wee while?
Yeah, well, it's good. It's kind of just kicked off in Wanaka on Tuesday night at Ground Up Brewing, and it couldn't have gone better. It was beautiful crowd and pin drop kind of attentiveness, and there were some tasty beers there, and so
nice, good stuff.
Fantastic.
I can Sounds see good. You went to you played the Green Man at Peel Forest.
No, he's playing that today.
You're playing that
that's
today.
That's the 30th, which is today.
I can't read.
That's why I'm in Tekapo at the moment, heading on up there tonight for the Green Man at Peel Forest.
Yes, yeah.
Fantastic.
My family, my Mount Summers family, very pleased to hear this. I'm sure. Yes, trawling the country, and on May the 2nd, you are playing Blue Smoke here in Christchurch or Te Tahi. Tell us, what can we expect from one of your live performances, and you know, what's the general vibe when we do rock on up?
I'm going to be playing lots of new songs from the new album. Most of my songs for the latest album have come from a reflective spot in the bush up north. Reflecting on a chapter change from being a wandering minstrel to becoming a father, and yes. The things that have cropped up from that have been really interesting, and so the songs I sing are pretty reflective and will be just an interesting listen for people to sit down and soak in the music. And I've got Adam McGrath opening up for me at Blue Smoke, which one of those things I was nervous about asking him, because I really look up to his approach and his the way he writes songs straight from the ticker. And he kindly was happy to be involved, so he's going to be there on Sunday as well. And as a Kiwi bloke, I always struggle to push it too much, but I think it'll be worthwhile. Just come along.
Yes,
definitely.
That's actually a funny thing you touch on, is how New Zealanders love to be humble, and yet this, just the sake of music, encourages you to, like, you got to put yourself out there.
Yeah, you have to be almost not humble to kind of, you know, promote yourself.
Right.
It's a very difficult juxtaposition.
That's right. The show on Tuesday night, I was explaining that people can sign up to pre-order the album, and I got all the way through it pretty well, and then I just pitched at the last minute when I said, but you know, you don't have to, no pressure.
Yeah, it's always on it. Just if you want to, you know, just if you got time. We just listened to the beautiful Catalina before that. You know, this is the reason that you're touring, the single release. It's a fantastic track. I feel like we were very quiet in the studio as that song played, because we both just really wanted to listen to it, which is a semi-rare occurrence, so it was really nice. So I guess, what are your inspirations when it comes to making these kind of, you know, folky, from the ticker, as you say, kind of songs?
Well, that one, I was up this valley in Northland, having been kind of on the move with no fixed abode for about 7 years, and there was a trailer sailor parked just down the road, and I'd be walking my little guy Masai in the mornings on my chest, and there was a trailer sailor that was called Tranquility, and there was a tarp that had been kind of roughly thrown over it, and it was pooling water, and kaikuya grass was growing in and around the trailer, and vines, and it had just been totally abandoned, and was with the name, and with it just sort of hit me every morning I walked past, and I like trying to figure out what's going on for me, why I was being so affected, and so writing was a way to unravel that, and it spoke to me in terms of this I guess grappling with the change in chapter for me personally, and using that metaphor as a way to like delve into the material, I suppose, as deeply as possible. And yeah, that's happened. That sort of seems to have happened a bit in this album, where I saw a border collie on the Battersea Bridge in London a few years ago, and it was being walked by a gentleman with a top hat and a big long suit, and the image just really struck me, and it stuck with me, and I didn't really know at the time why seeing this country dog on a city bridge made me so sad. And I've got about an inch thick worth of writing exploring that, and I've ended up with a song called Country Dog from it. So that probably gives you a picture of, like, I like to really delve in to the songwriting and draw on real life experiences and just work out what's going on for me, and hopefully that can distilled to a point where it's valuable for other people.
Definitely. That's a really interesting kind of, I guess, you know, music writing process, and it really shows in the songs. I mean, you can really tell that they've clearly been thought about a great deal.
Yes.
And it comes out comes out very well. Well, thank you so much for coming on to our show this morning. We really appreciate your time on this fine Friday morning. It's a little bit chilly here. I hope it's not too cold.
It is
on your walk.
Nippy. yes. What are all things Monty Bevins? Not only online, but also just in the next wee while. What is in store? Well, beyond the tour, of course.
Yeah, beyond the tour, I'll just be ticking away with releasing the rest of the album. I'm going to get a few singles released over the next few months, and then the album itself will be out in spring, and another tour planned, surely.
Perfect. Well, we can't wait. Lots of opportunities for people to see you and listen.
Right.
And that's what we love to hear.
Yeah, grind never stops.
Make sure you guys head on down this Sunday at Blue Smoke. It's going to be a great time. You can get your tickets on undertheradar.com and find out all the information you need right there, and give Catalina a listen, you know, from now until then, to get you amped up and ready to go.
Yeah, you better be continually streaming it on and on and on. Yes.
Definitely.
Monty Bevins, thanks so much for coming onto the show this morning. Yes.
Pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Sweet. See you, man.
Catch ya.